It's a highly controversial $500 million project, and the New South Wales government has fought for 3 years to keep the business case for its secret. Today, we can finally share with you the documents for the contentious Broken Hill pipeline scheme. The papers show that irrigators were prioritised, not the environment, prompting one MP to label it an expensive gift, and he's demanding a royal commission. With more, here's Penny Timms from the Specialist Reporting Team.
Broken Hill is an arid town with a rich mining history. Until recently, it got its water from the nearby Menindee Lakes, which feeds into the parched Darling River and was the site of this year's mass fish kills. Now it gets its water via a 270-kilometre pipeline from the Murray River at Wentworth, which cost just shy of $500 million. Until today, the business case justifying that pipeline has been secret.
Well, this is a $500 million gift to the cotton industry in the Northern Basin.
Justin Field is the independent New South Wales MP who secured the document's release. He says the pipeline was unjustified, a water crisis engulfing the town, man-made, and the business case doesn't convince him otherwise. Now he wants a royal commission into the running of the Murray-Darling Basin.
Well, Broken Hill didn't have a water security problem until the government started mismanaging the Northern Basin.
The business case states that a key benefit of the pipeline project is irrigators are less likely to face water embargoes.
It's made clear that one of the benefits is profitability for Northern Basin irrigators. That's really clear. So that's what the community warned. I was shocked to see it so clearly spelt out in the document, and it proves the point of the Broken Hill community.
Marianne Slattery is with the Australia Institute and a former director of the Murray-Darling Basin Authority. She says the pipeline has given cotton irrigators the security they've been pushing for.
We've had a strong suspicion that the pipeline was put in place mainly to appease northern irrigators. I was surprised to see that in writing in a government document. In the past, Broken Hill's relied on Menindee Lakes for its water supply, and the New South Wales policy has been when the lakes fall below 18 months' worth of water supply for Broken Hill, that there's an embargo placed on pumping in the northern rivers. The northern irrigators hate that because they see water flow past their property for a town that they consider not even in the basin, and they see the water sitting in Menindee as a waste because it has high evaporation rates.
Luke Simpkins is the CEO of the New South Wales Irrigators Council.
I can't really see irrigation farming being any big winners out of this Broken Hill pipeline, but at least right now, the people of Broken Hill have a reliable source of water. And if the pipeline hadn't have come in, given the record low inflows over the last few years since the drought began, it would be desperate stakes.
The New South Wales Water Minister was unavailable for comment, but a spokeswoman says the government's aim was to drought-proof Broken Hill, and had the pipeline not been built, the town would have run out of water by now.
Penny Timms reporting.